Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
You said your name is Vicky?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay, my name is Margaret Esparza, and I have been calling in since yesterday. I've talked to two different people. The last one I talked to was Lakey, and she was going to have a supervisor review my request.
Oh, your request for what, ma'am?
I was disputing the charge on my bank card, my bank statement.
Okay, and do you realize that this is a call center? This isn't the bank?
I beg your pardon?
I said, do you realize that this is a call center? This isn't the bank?
I know it's not the bank. This is a direct marketing.
May I have your zip code so I can locate an account?
It's the zip code?
Your zip code.
78610.
What's your name, ma'am?
It's Margaret Esparza.
May I try a phone number? I don't see an account for you just yet.
I beg your pardon?
May I try your phone number? The zip code didn't pull up an account.
Okay, they canceled it.
It would still come up. May I have your phone number, please?
512-659-4210.
Still don't see an account.
Okay, I have the cancellation number.
That'll work.
C is in Charlie, 920-592-487.
I'm sorry, 920-482. You said
920-592-487.
Thank you. Just a moment. Okay, I see your account. Can you verify your shipping address?
418 Mary Street in Buda, B-U-D-A, Texas.
Just a moment. Give me just a moment to look over your account and see what notes they put on here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I see on your account is a note. Both of them are from yesterday. The first one says that you said that you were at the bank, you made a bank threat, and you already disputed the account. They advised you to call back with the bank to have the dispute dropped for a refund. Then the second note, which was about 30 minutes later, says that you called in and told the prior agent that you were at the bank, disputed charge was, but you were going to call us first before doing it, but that it wasn't showing in the notes, and your bank said that they cannot call merchants. Excuse me. Then that's the procedure. Since you said you were gonna cancel, we have to have the bank to let us know that there is no dispute before it can be refunded, ma'am.
Okay, when I talked to the bank talked to their supervisors. I think they even talked to the fraud department, and they said they did not do that. They do not call to say there is no dispute.
Well, that's the only way you can
now,
get a refund.
Now, if you want to, I can give you the bank phone number and you can call them.
No, ma'am, we're not allowed to do all of that. This is a third-party call center, ma'am. I'll get you transferred over to a supervisor, ma'am. Please hold.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. And you're saying that you have not disputed it?
No.
Okay, just a moment. Thank you for holding, ma'am. I'm typing up some notes before I transfer your call.
Okay.
Just a moment. And thank you for holding.